It's Thursday morning, so time to get into the garden with the Maryvale Garden Club. This week, we're transitioning to fall. It has been a wet summer, and many yards and gardens are still looking lush. But longtime Garden Club member Carolyn Schroeder says it's still time to think about planting for next spring. We visited her garden just south of town for her tips.
When will you start putting your bulbs in the ground for next year, or dividing a bulb to share with a neighbor? Talk about that process.
Okay, this is the perfect time of year to do iris and daylilies. They can all be divided right now. In fact, our garden club is having what we call an iris sale, but we sell lots of different kinds of perennials this time of year. But this is a great time of year for that. It also is a great time of year if you want to redo an area and maybe plant shrubs or trees so they can get rooted in before the winter comes and give you a kind of a leg up in the spring. They'll be a little bit more ready to go.
Okay, say you've got a daylily that you're going to swap with a neighbor, a big clump, and you want to swap their red one for your yellow. How do you go about doing that?
Well, those, you can dig up either the whole clump or you can dig up a section of it. The bigger section you have, the more likely you'll have to have bloom the first year on it. If you just have one little piece, it might take a little while for it to mature enough and to grow enough fans to produce flowers. And they aren't really too deep rooted. So, and it's easy to see where the roots are. They can be, if you've got a big clump, you just have to take a sharp spade or something and cut through the section that you want to take out.
And then for those who want to add variety and are headed to the plant sale this weekend or a different plant sale this fall, what's your advice on bringing that thing home, choosing one, bringing it home, and putting it in?
Okay, probably need to get it planted as soon as you can and make sure that you keep it watered, but not overwatered. Some people tend to be a little bit too good to things water-wise, but keep it watered, and even into the early winter, even after a frost, if it's really dry, probably a good idea to water it a little bit.
Great. And then in the vegetable world, are you a garlic planter?
Yes, this is the first year.
Great.
I planted it in the fall and harvested it in about mid-July, and so I have them drying and curing. I used the first one last night.
Oh, how
was it?
It
was really good. I was pleasantly surprised.
Cool. So that's another vegetable that miraculously wants to grow all winter down there.
Yes. Yes. The fall is when you plant. Early October, late September is when you plant them. And really very easy to grow. So I was really happy with that. I hadn't ever grown garlic before.
It's hard times in the country. I don't finish.
That was Carolyn Schroeder discussing fall planting. Join us each Thursday morning at 8:30 this summer for a garden tip. The Garden Club holds its annual fall plant sale this Saturday, August 16th, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Senior Center in Maryvale. Till next week, get your hands in some dirt and have fun.